This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run. Come on, every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
All right, here we go. Good Thursday morning. It is not the Wednesday that Dave hates. It is the Thursday. A lot to get into today. Start of the second half for the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight.
Oh, boy. What an open that was back in the day, huh, people? Oh, that was something special. You know what? I feel like maybe there's some important things to get into today.
Oh, back by popular demand.
Oh, yes, Bach by popular demand. And for all of you out there feeling hungrier than ever.
I just said you were the meal baby.
Yes, you're the meal baby. Fortunately, we have a little bit of fun with the open. Unfortunately, it is another day without Rick DiPietro. Now, I feel like there's kind of a splitting of the sides here. Feels like there's a lot of people that are just, boy, the show is special now. Like it, I can't get enough. It's just you. It's free range. There's something a je ne sais quoi about the show that's just different and special.
Skia.
And then there's also a fractioning off of people that are just like, all right, we need Rick back. You're dying by yourself. It's not as funny. There's not the same jabs. I'll tell you this. Workplace environment, oh, it's a breeze. I talked to RJ, I talked to Raymond. There's no negativity. There's no nastiness.
God, there's so many things I could buy right now to attack you with.
Right. I exactly. I mean, that's what we're dealing with on a day-in, day-out basis. I mean, RJ's height, not even a mention anymore. I will tell you what. I think we have seen over the last little run where a lot of the negativity, meanness comes from on the show. And I will leave it at that. All right, Rothenberg, free range, solo yet again. Rick still under the weather. We're uncertain about tomorrow. At this point, I would just say, you know, take the day. Be 100% when we return for draft week. Speaking of draft week, I love what we are here. I mean, these guys are just, they're at the ready. Like, I mentioned a story that happened more than 20 minutes ago, and you get the way back music. I mentioned the draft, and you get that. I mentioned the NBA, and you get NBA theme music. Like, these guys are ready at all times with their drops. But draft, Deebo Samuel, he's unhappy. Requests a trade. It's funny, I spoke to RJ for a little bit yesterday afternoon. I said, what do you think about Deebo? I said, no, it'll be a non-issue. It's fine. Talked to him this morning. I don't feel great about this Deebo issue. I don't feel great about Deebo Samuel. So Jets fans, and we'll get to you guys. We'll get to everyone today because a very busy, bouncy Thursday with observations. What did it happen in Florida? All of it. I mean, if you're a Jets fan, and I don't want to start this topic now, but my jumping off point with the Jets when we get there in a little bit is, you giving up the 10th pick? You're giving up the 10th pick for Deebo Samuel. I will say this, and I'm going to start with the Nets, and I think that's obvious, and I tried to tell you yesterday, and nobody would believe me. But if Deebo Samuel is so upset because he doesn't want to play running back anymore, and you bring him in, is he that special of a receiver, or is he ultimately that special because he's the Swiss Army knife? Like, as a receiver, Deebo Samuel, very good. As a, he can touch it in any capacity at any moment, he's elite. Well, if he's unhappy, now, maybe it's his game of I'm unhappy because I'm not getting paid. And when I get paid, you want to use me as a running back and a receiver and a this and a that, fine. I don't know. You got to get to the bottom of that if you're the Jets. But I will say this, And I was going to save this for later. No, I'll tell you now, and then we'll get into it again later. The odds in you say in Vegas, but I guess it's not even Vegas now, on all the sports books, if he were to leave San Francisco, who are the favorites to land Deebo Samuel? Your New York Jets. So there you have that. All right, we'll leave that in the corner. A couple other things to touch on, and then we'll jump into the Nets. 1-800-919-3776. Yankees, you know what? Finally, just a calming performance, not a ton of stress, not great offense, but good enough pitching. Chad Green is not good. Good starting, good 7-8-9, tidy win against a team that's not very good. So Yankees fans can take a breath today. Good win. We're not going to panic about the Yankees today. And I got a lot of tweets yesterday. Oh, you're so negative about the Yankees. I'm giving you my opinion. My opinion is there's something wrong with the Yankees. And if you don't see it, then I think that's kind of a head-in-the-sand mentality when it comes to this team. Mets, listen, you got the sweep. I don't want to overreact to either team. I mean, nice job by the Yankees. Excellent work. Got the win. Need the win. Bad team. The whole thing. Mets, you won two. You won the doubleheader. I was disappointed that Bassett wasn't good because I look at him as just a sensational starting pitcher. Had a bad outing. Happens. Not the end of the world. I'll bounce back hopefully today. Carrasco on the mound. Afternoon game at Citi Field. Not going to be great weather. If you win 3 out of 4 against the Giants, you've done great. If you split against the Giants, you've done well. Right? You've done a nice job. That's a very good baseball team. I mean, you could argue that's a I don't even think it's an argument that that's a top five team in baseball. So we'll get into that as well. The baseball, the Mets, the Yankees, kind of a calming night for the Yankees. They needed it. They got it. Good job by them. I hate to be the one that says, I told you so. Maybe I don't even hate to be that guy, but I told you so. This Nets team, they're not going anywhere. They're not that good. This idea, and we had this conversation forever. Forever this year. They're Dave, Rick, they're just going to turn it on. That's what they'll just turn it on. And I said, it's not so easy to just turn it on. That's what they'll do. They'll just turn it on. Well, how? Well, because they have Kyrie and they have Durant and they'll just turn it on. Well, they had a sizable lead last night. I think it was as big as 15. 15-point lead, looking comfortable. 10, I think it was at halftime, 5 at the end of the third quarter, and then you head to the fourth quarter, and you gagged on that game is what happened. Kevin Durant was what? Was like 0 for his first 10 in the second half. He was brutal last night. Kyrie was brutal last night. The fourth quarter was brutal last night. I watched this team, they're not that good. And I know that, well, look at the talent, and if Ben Simmons returns, I mean, that's what you are. They should have won game one. They could have won game two. There is no way, zero chance, that the Nets should be leaving Boston down 0-2. Do you know what Boston's record is? Up 2-0 in a best-of-seven series? 40-1. 40-1. So now all of a sudden, down 0-2, needing to beat the Celtics 4 out of 5 games, being a team that, and we've tried to tell you, it's hard to be a team that you get to the postseason and you just turn it on. Well, now you expect to be that team. Why?
Anything's possible!
Anything is possible. But let's be realistic. And how many people said after game one, Kevin Durant's not going to play like that again? Well, you're right. He didn't play like that again. He was way worse. He was brutal last night. And you played 42 minutes of Kevin Durant. He had 6 turnovers. He shot 4 of 17 from the floor, and they manhandled him. I'm telling you, I've watched Durant for a long time, watched him even that year at Texas. I have never seen him so frustrated offensively in a game. They're physical with him. They're in his face constantly. They're doubling him. He looked lousy. You know what he looked like? Kevin Durant looked like he was 39 years old. Like he was on his last legs and he had very little left. Now, does it mean that he won't be better at home? He probably will be. But through two games, He's been awful. He's been awful. He turns the ball over a ton, and he can't shoot. He can't shoot. And they're physical with him as all can be. And Kyrie, well, I was told that after game one, well, that's what you're going to get. And I said, well, what happens if you don't get 39 points in great Kyrie? Well, that's what you're going to get because that's what he is. He's a great player. He was lousy last night. He was lousy. Those guys combined 8 for 30. Kyrie played 40 minutes. Durant played 42. Durant turned it over 6 times. They were lousy, and they had that game. They were in complete control until they weren't. They got to the fourth quarter, and they got obliterated in that game last night. Obliterated in that game. They were outscored by 12 points in the fourth quarter, and it wasn't even that close. And they right out of the gate, up big, comfortable lead. Boston didn't lead for the first 3 quarters. And when they had to, they did. That was you say game one was a bad loss. All I heard after game one is, oh, they're fine. It's fine. They were right there. And I said, you're up by 3 with 45 seconds left. And you fall apart in game one and you think you're fine. And game two, they fell apart even harder in the fourth quarter. And say it with me. They're not fine. 1-800-919-3776. And now you look, Chris Middleton is hurt. And I don't know how long he's going to be out for. So now that second round against Milwaukee, be it Boston probably or the Nets possibly, seems a lot easier this morning than it did yesterday morning. And they still have Giannis. They still have some depth there. Connaughton, I guess, will get more minutes. But my goodness. If you're a fan of Brooklyn this morning, you got to be beside yourself. So 1-800-919-3776. Let's take a listen to Steve Nash. So, I want to prepare you beforehand. Some of the Steve Nash is going to get me angry. And I think some of the Steve Nash is going to get you angry. Let's take a listen. Here is Steve Nash. What went wrong in that second half last night?
You know, I think our intensity dropped a little bit in the second half, and it made a big difference. I thought they were continued to be physical. You know, we also didn't convert. You know, we had a lot of opportunities. We didn't convert. Turned it over 14 times, as did they, but 19-8 off those turnovers. You know, that's kind of the game right there. So, you know, I thought it was kind of the live ball turnovers that was a big discrepancy.
All right, so I don't think that soundbite is overly damning, right? It's not great. Why is your intensity down? Isn't that part of what you're doing, Steve Nash? But fine, we'll leave that at the door. Okay, I can deal with that. Another soundbite. What is Boston doing that keeps frustrating Kevin Durant so much in these games?
Well, I think they're being physical, grabbing him, holding him, all that stuff that you come to expect. You know, he's been uncomfortable. He hasn't looked like he's been able to quite get his rhythm, but... You know, there's other areas of the game that we got to improve at. You know, we made some big strides in the first half, played a lot better, and now we have to sustain it for 2 halves.
I mean, you're the coach. What do you mean we're making strides? You got to close out games, pal. You got to figure out a way. This is a team that looks broken. They're just going to turn it on. Why are they just going to turn it on? Because they're so talented. Well, are they? I mean, yeah, sure. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, 2 of the best players in the NBA. But Bruce Brown, they're not going to have Robert Williams. I mean, God knows what we're going to do to them. Well, when does that start? When do you start owning them on the glass? Because Al Horford and whatever that other guy's name is, Thies or whatever his name is, they look to be eating your lunch. And Peyton Pritchard, he was terrific in that second half last night. Here's Steve Nash. Why do you think Kyrie played so poorly in game 2?
You know, we just didn't have a great shooting half, second half. You know, I wouldn't want to single out Kyrie here. I think you know, he had 39 last time out. You're not going to have 39 every night. And get back to Brooklyn, take a look at the tape, try to help these guys, try to help them improve and give them new ways to attack and come out with some juice on Saturday.
I think it's fair to say that he's not going to have 39 in every game. But 10? 10 points in 40 minutes? Boy, this guy, do you not feel like he's way in over his head? Like, this is just too much for him. And you hear, well, he's new to this. You know who else is new to this? Udoka. Doesn't feel like this is too big for him. Kind of feels like that with Steve Nash.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I got to tell you, this is some heavy lifting. I mean, could you imagine if the roles were reversed and Rick is doing 3-4 days solo? Oh, my God. He'd be complaining forever. But I just take it in stride. And by the way, I would say that all of a sudden, and I praise these guys tremendously, I wasn't treated all that kindly in the last break, RJ, by you or Raymond, and I might take matters into my own hands. I'm not going to tell you exactly what that means, but I might. I just might. Right? I have a lot to say, and there's a lot of people that want to hear me say a lot of these things. And the way you treated me moments ago, at some point this morning, maybe soon, I might just take it into my own hands and go off the rails.
Should I be worried?
I don't know. Maybe. You'll find out.
Big one.
7 minutes. Stay with us. You'll find out. Because I'm a man on an island. And I have all the control and power today. And if I decide to do what I'm thinking of doing at 5:30... I don't think either of you are going to be very happy.
Who the hell
I got
are
pythons,
you?
But I think the listeners will. Oh, I think the listeners will.
Uh-oh.
Just you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit here and I'm going to tell you right now. I'm doing it. And I don't care if management doesn't like it. And I don't care if you two don't like
it. Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. We'll go
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And those of you, well, I will throw this out there. It's something that usually happens at 5:30, and because of mistreatment, it's not happening at 5:30 today. And I will leave it at that, and I will tell you in about 6 minutes what exactly that is. 1-800-919-3776. All right, Kyrie Irving, give us your take on being down 0-2 in this series.
To be honest with you, we don't really have time to be disappointed, to hold our heads. This is part of playoff basketball and learning your team and being in these situations where we can have some carryover into the next one. But coming out in that third quarter, we talk about it. I don't want to say I'm not sure, but we just got to be better moving forward. coming out of that halftime and knowing that when we have a lead and against a good team or great team like Boston, we just got to take advantage of it. So I think I agree in part with that assessment with Steve, you know, in terms of our intensity, but you know, us as players on the court, we got to control that and rise to the occasion. Just simple as that.
I think so. I understand the coach is saying we need to raise the level of our intensity. Why does Boston have this great intensity? And by the way, can we slow the roll a little bit? Boston's a great team. Boston is not a great team. Boston's a good team. That's a nice team. All right, well, you look at their bigs. It's not great. That is not a great team. Tatum is a great player, who, by the way, was not great last night. But in the big moments, came up big. And in the big moments, your big players did not. And I'll leave you there. 1-800-919-3776. Look at this. RJ, would you look at the phone lines wanting to talk about the Nets this morning?
If there's people out there that don't care for you, they're certainly not being accounted for with the phone lines.
Calls.
You're not one of the people that doesn't care for me, are you?
No, I love you. There is a man that does call in seemingly every day and just says the opposite of whatever you say.
Whatever I say, he says the opposite, yes. Is it fair to say he seems to be miserable, though?
I don't know if that's true, but whenever I talk to him, he seems to take that tact, yes.
All right, so let's get to the calls, and then you were not nice to me, and I will repay the not niceness at 5:30 this morning. No, don't boop your way towards me. D-Rock in Brooklyn. D-Rock, lead us off. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, D-Rock.
The Nets are not fine. We're supposed to be this offensive juggernaut. Listen to some of the post-game sounds. They sound dejected. They look nervous in that second half. You know, to me, the fix is simple. You know, free up Kevin Durant. You got to play bigger. You can't be out there with four guards. Play bigger. And unfortunately, I'm not too certain Steve Nash is going to be able to figure that out. And you may not want to hear this, but the one adjustment that it looks like he's going to make, given what I've been seeing, you know, reports online, et cetera, in case of emergency, break the Ben Simmons glass.
I'm fine hearing it. My whole thing is the guy hasn't played in almost a year. He's never played with these guys. You all of a sudden you think that you're going to, and this is what the Nets fan seems to think, flip the switch and let's bring in Ben Simmons and here we go. And all things will be fine.
You are 100% right. Unfortunately, it's the only thing we have left. And that's all I'm holding on.
D-Rock, you're dejected this morning, aren't you?
You know what's funny? I actually had Boston winning the first two games, and I'm still holding out hope, Nets in six. It's all hope, though. It's hard to justify it, but I've been on this Ben Simmons thing for the longest time, so I can't come off the branch now. I'm at the edge. If it breaks, I fall down with it. So be it.
I mean,
but
four in a row.
That's all I have to hold on to.
D-Rock, for your sake, and you sound dejected this morning. Thanks for the call. Four in a row? That would be quite the run. It really would. Let's take a listen to the great Adrian Wojnarowski. You see, I actually, and I'm not even kidding, I had like a tutorial on how to say his name properly. Let me bring you back. Let me bring you back. So, now it's actually appropriate. I'm doing Mike and Mike. Big stage. Me, Golic Sr., national television. And I'm driving the show, and I'm like, well, we've got sound from Adrian, and then I could not say it. And on live radio, he's like, let me walk you through this. It's Wojnarowski. And now it's easy. Adrian Wojnarowski. All right. Beautiful, easy, try it on your own. We don't need to take too much time with that right now.
I'm an excellent driver.
Excellent driver. Here he is with what's going on with Ben Simmons.
Monday, game four, Nets-Celtics now looms as the most realistic target date for Ben Simmons to return. That's based on the work he's done so far this week and then how they expect him to accelerate here in the coming days. They've not ruled out a game three on Saturday, but the expectation is Monday makes the most sense right now. Ben Simmons continues to make this progress. He's been able to play pain-free. They still want to see more from him in these workouts. There's an acceleration that's going on for Ben Simmons.
Sure. Sure. Ben Simmons just comes back, gives you 30 minutes a game, goes for triple-double. Sure. Sure. He's never played with these guys. Makes perfect sense. You know what I love? It's like, Woj, give us the take on Ben Simmons. And then he's like 12 seconds in. It's like, you know what? This is bland. Somebody play music. Get some music under him. That'll spruce it up. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to the other side. D in Queens. D, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Listen, you were not saying the Nets were a bad team. That was me since the beginning of the year. Okay, I want to see how the pundits are going to talk bad about James Harden now, because they always figure a way to trash him somehow in their broadcast. Okay? And Bruce Brown, remember when he said, oh, we got better? Did you really? Because you don't have a point guard. That's part of the problem. Okay? And it's comical. I've been saying for months since the beginning of the year that last year was Udoka and D'Antoni. And look what New Orleans is doing, because he's sitting in the shadows the same way he was with the Nets. And look what's going on in Boston. Steve Nash stinks. The fact that, what's the name, is not playing, Blake Griffin is not playing, shows he's a bad coach, because he could shoot a little bit and he could play defense with some of those bigs. So that shows his coaching stinks. And also, oh, who won the trade? Curry. The same thing that happened last year in the playoffs. He's getting hunted on defense. They're going after him. Yeah, he can score, but that's all
he
can do.
It's a different animal, D. Listen, you're not wrong. I will say this, though. And you've been right, and I think I've been pretty right also. I don't think I've taken as strong a tact as you, but a similar tact. I was going to ask him a question, and now you just hang right up on him, Santiago?
That sounded like a transition. I apologize.
There was no transition. I'll let you know when I'm done.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry,
you know, D. The two of you, with the way RJ treated me and you hanging up on him, you don't know this yet, but I've taken this under my own guise. What would you say should happen now at 5:31?
Well, you should have already broken. At this point,
I'm not doing it.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm not doing it.
That's not how this is supposed to work.
Well, you know what? I don't care. I don't have Rick to reel me in, which is a weird phrase. The two of you guys, I think it's fair to say, have not treated me very nicely so far this morning. I'm not going to break.
We need to break.
No,
otherwise more people will die.
I'm not doing. I'm in the heat of Nets talk. I got people lined up on the phones. I'm going right to 5:55. And what are you going to do? That's what I'll say. What are you going to do? Are you just going to throw a commercial on there?
You sound like the red zoner. What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do?
You're going rogue on us.
I'm going rogue. And just to let you know, for the record, it's more towards RJ than it is you. I didn't like the fact that you just hung up on him, but I'm not angry at you. RJ, what you did in that last commercial break leads me right to where we are right now.
So you're just gonna skip the break?
Yeah, now you understand. Yes, I'm not going to break. I'm right, and I don't know if I'm going to do it just today or if you get me upset tomorrow and I do it tomorrow, but I am just going to go right to 5:55. So all the people that say, you know, you guys play too many commercials, I'm here for you right now. I'm here for you right now. I'm not going to break. I'm riding the train right through. And I'm the one that suffers. You think I couldn't use a break? I would love a break. But just to prove a point, I'm not going to break. So take that. Chew on that, RJ.
There will be phone calls.
Good. I welcome those phone calls. You know what phone calls I hear? Calls is what I hear. And we'll go to a man that's always in a good mood. And that is the uplifting Nick in Babylon. Good morning, Nick. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Morning, Dave. You know, I know you're by yourself today, so I want to try to get you through this with an uplifting quote, if you don't mind.
Sure.
In the immortal words of John Sterling, ball game over, Yankees win, the Mets lose. Where's all your baseball talk today, brother?
Well, we're gonna get to baseball, Nick. Honestly, Nick, do you have?
Oh, we're gonna get to it.
Let me ask you this, Nick.
We're gonna get to it eventually.
So I should leave with the Mets game, good? Nick. Are you a producer?
Did you see?
Don't hang up on him, Santiago. I love this fool. All right, Nick.
Do you have any happiness in your heart,
or you just walk through life miserable?
Did you see that play that Wilma made? Wasn't that a great play? Man, when Dom hit that ball, I thought he had a... I know this might be difficult for you to comprehend.
Nick, shut up. Shut up. Pot him down, Santi. Shut up for a second. Do you want to talk about the basketball last night or no?
Ball game over. Yankees win.
All right, goodbye, Nick. You know what? I understand that this... here's what I see. The moment was too big for Nick. We're going to get to the baseball. The lead of today is not the Mets and the Yankees. And in fact, I gave the Yankees credit when we started the show. And you want me to destroy the Mets? Why? Because they lost a game to a good team? No. If the Mets lost last night to a lousy team and looked lousy in doing it, I would say more about them. Yeah, let me crush the Mets. They're 9-4 and have taken 2 of 3 so far from San Francisco. You know what? Maybe we should have taken a break. Maybe we should have taken a break, but now it's too late. Now we push forward. 1-800-919-3776. Jeff in Brooklyn. Jeff, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Morning. Good morning, Dave. How you
good
doing?
Good morning, Jeff. You're nicer than that guy, right?
Absolutely. I'm a Mets fan, so I'm kind of feeling a little down this morning. I'm not paying Nick no mind. But, yeah, hope Rick gets better, too, man. I miss him, too. But, listen, KD gets on my nerves, man. Because, yo, if he never okayed that LeVert trade and Allen trade, we would have had a championship last year. This comes back to it. And now look at it. His little buddy went to Philadelphia, and we're stuck with a broken guy in Ben Simmons. And this Ben Simmons thing do not work. If it don't show us some type of sign that it will work going forward, KD has to eat this because you okayed that trade to trade our future.
Well, Harden didn't want to be here anymore, though. Harden was being a petulant baby and demanded out.
So
Kyrie acts like the biggest baby on the face of the earth, and you're going to blame Kevin Durant here?
He okayed the trade to trade LeVert and Allen.
Oh, that is the trade that has you feeling away?
Very, very much. Because I watched this team. I'm a Nets fan. I watched this team come together. And we got rid of the whole youth. We got a bunch of old guys. And he's not even playing Aldridge. Why aren't you playing Aldridge?
He doesn't play Griffin either.
Like, but Aldridge would have been a good equalizer to be hitting these mid-ranges that they need. Like, I don't get what's going on. I think that Steve Nash needs to step it up the next few games. And if this Ben Simmons thing does not work, KD needs to eat this because you okay that to get rid of those.
You think that's
going to
happen, Jeff? You think there will be a second that Kevin Durant says, you know what, I kind of messed this whole thing up there? No. For two things.
I strongly believe in his head he thinks that.
In his head he might. But I will say this. He's not going to give you a second thought at that, and there is a better chance that I run the marathon in 2 hours and 12 minutes than Kevin Durant says, yeah, he messed this thing up.
You're right, 100%. But
no chance.
No chance.
And thank you for the call, Jeff. That was a nice call. Now, here's a dilemma. I was upset that you, Santiago, hung up on D, remember?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll take the L on that one.
No. No, that's fine. Listen, you didn't do it. It wasn't malicious by intent. All right, you were not trying to be mean. You just had a moment, and you hung up on him, and you shouldn't have. And I said I had a question for him. Well, he's now called back, and let's bring him in, D in Queens, but herein lies the issue. I have no remembrance whatsoever what the question for D was. So this could be uncomfortable. Hi, D. What were we talking about? Try to refresh my memory.
We were talking about Curry getting hunted and about the trade. Everyone always swore that they lost, that the Sixers lost the trade. They're about to sweep, and the Nets about to lose in 5. How did they lose the trade?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Toronto's not very good, and Toronto's all banged up.
Okay.
And Toronto gave you, it felt like, everything they could last night, right? I mean, so maybe Philly did win the trade. By Philly beating Toronto, I don't say that's a win of the trade. If you're Philly, and now especially if Middleton is going to be out, go to the NBA Finals.
No, I think they're beating Miami too. I think they're beating Miami too.
Well, you know what? You're telling me that they couldn't beat Milwaukee if they don't have Chris Middleton or this Boston team?
Oh, I think they're beating both. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I think
you know what?
The conference finals.
If you beat Toronto, D, and don't hang up on them yet, Raymond. If you beat Toronto, that for me doesn't do anything. That they won the trade. If you go to the conference finals at a minimum, or the NBA finals, then yes. Then I think, at least for this one year, you won the trade.
I got one point for you that's going to blow people's mind. And this is what kind of pissed off James Harden. The story goes, KD tried to big boy him. Let's go back in time. KD played like this when he was OKC. Let's just say for craziness, it was switched. It was Harden who went to Golden State and Durant who was on Houston. The results would have been the same. That's the point that people don't want to talk about.
But we don't know that. All right? I will say this. Now, by the way, D, let me ask you this. I have a question for you. Do you love the fact that maybe you don't, that I have turned the other cheek on my producers and said, I'm not going to break here. I'm going to ride it all the way to 555?
Oh, I love it. Listen, I think the sports industry is going to be hilarious because I see it when I watch these sports shows, how they squirm that when they see Philly about to sweep Toronto. I really think people had a hard on and wanted to really go after Harden, and they all look like idiots about the Nets, too. It's kind of crazy. The whole
I think your head is in the cloud. I think you're so excited that you've lost sight of what I was asking you. Do you like that I've skipped the break? And he's like, I think this Kyrie and Durant and James Harden thing.
I'm not gonna speak for D, but I'm gonna look at the calendar of what yesterday was, and maybe some brain cells were affected. Love D.
Oh,
love D.
I see what you're. Were you one of those that really went overboard and partook?
No, not me.
No?
Never.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. 1-800-919-3776. But please don't start with the narrative of if they beat Toronto and the Nets lose to Boston. Well, I mean, obviously this trade worked out for Philadelphia. If you're Philly and you lose to Toronto without Scottie Barnes, I mean, what a disaster that would be, huh? You're better than the Raptors. You should beat the Raptors. 1-800-919-3776. I got to be honest. I might have bitten off more than I can chew. I'm going to go another 12 minutes. I'm feeling a little tired, a little fatigued. Could use a water.
And by the way, I you said you turned the other cheek. I feel like this is the opposite of turning the other cheek. I think you're being vengeful here.
There's vengeance because you guys were, but it's not. This is not directed at you. It's more directed at RJ. RJ was challenging. RJ was nasty. RJ said some things that I don't know that he can ever walk back. And here we are. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to take it right to 555 and I'm not going to break. But now I don't know that was a great idea because I could use a break.
You're paying for your hubris.
Yes. Hubris. Anthony in Spring Valley. Good morning, Anthony. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing really well, although I'm a little fatigued at the moment. But I think I'll make it.
All right. Well, real quick, on the Nets, I think the issue right now really is Steve Nash. I think, and first of all, let me just say one thing. I don't know what these callers are talking about, the Ben Simmons Harden trade. We don't know anything about who has the better trade until Ben Simmons plays. But anyway, going forward, I just think that Steve Nash is making really bad decisions as far as his adjustments. He hasn't made any adjustments, as a matter of fact. KD's getting tripled. You got to take Bruce Bowen out. He can't shoot the jump shot. So the double team is coming off of Bruce Bowen. It's not even coming off of any other player except Bruce Bowen. So he can't shoot the jump. He's got to drive to the paint. So it makes it easy for the defense to drop in the paint as opposed to running out of
the jump shooter. It's a great point. And I would ask you this. Why would we be surprised? I mean, Steve Nash is not a good coach. Steve Nash should never have been this coach. Steve Nash was placed in here because this is who these guys wanted because he was malleable. And they could kind of direct him and get whatever done that they wanted to get done. Why is it surprising to anybody that Steve Nash is having trouble with the size of this moment?
I agree with you 100% on that. Finally, you know what I'm going to tell you they're missing? It has nothing to do. It's definitely not Ben Simmons. Joe Harris is the key to That right there is in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But thanks for having me, guys.
What? I don't want excuses now, and thanks for the call. I don't want to play Monday morning quarterback. You know what? The Celtics don't have their best big either. It happens. All right, you got to figure out a way. You're Phoenix, you don't have Devin Booker. You're Milwaukee, you don't have Chris Middleton. You're Toronto, you don't have Scottie Barnes. I mean, guys get hurt. It happens. Figure out a way to get through. You have Durant. Nobody said before the series. Right, everybody loved Brooklyn. Oh, just wait. They're going to get red hot. They're so dynamic and talented. Well, don't give me the, you know what's happening now? Joe Harris. And I'm not saying they don't miss him. I think you're right. I think they do. But let's not use that as an excuse. Monday morning quarterback, when that was never, I mean, was Joe Harris mentioned for months? For months. Did anyone in their analysis of the series say, you know what? Not having Joe Harris could really be a big loss. Not one person. So don't come out with that now. The fact is, and I think I think Boston is better. Now, I think they win game three. I think the Nets go out there, win game three, play well, but win the series? Win 4 out of 5 against this team? I mean, they have crumbled in the big moments. And that's got to be concerning, no? In the biggest moments of the series, up by 3 with 45 seconds left, you crumbled. Crumbled. Didn't take a timeout. Didn't set up a play. Kyrie double, kicks it at Durant. Awful shot, no good. And then last night, up by double digits in the second half, up by 5 at the end of the third. What do you do in the fourth? Again, you crumbled. Let's not lose sight of that. Crumbled. Justin and Tom's River. Justin, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call, man. I'm calling today about the Nets, obviously, and I definitely was one of those people. I thought that they definitely would turn it on in the playoffs because, obviously, in the NBA, defense is not prevalent until the playoffs, really. But I'm calling today. You know, nobody's really talked about it, but the Nets have crumbled in the fourth quarter and late into games all year long. They don't hit their free throws, and they don't get a stop when they need to get a stop. This team is missing like an, I don't want to say an enforcer, but they're not that. This team is soft.
I'll tell you what, they have no rim protection, Justin. No rim protection, and they are soft.
Glass, and they don't rebound well, and they don't get stops when they need it. But I want to disagree with you. You guys brought up Joe Harris. In my opinion, Joe Harris, yeah, he's a great shooter, but last year in the playoffs, he did not show up. And he's a defensive liability. The Nets don't need any more shooters, in my opinion.
Well, last you know year, what, Bruce Brown is not carrying his weight right now, Justin.
He hurt them against the Bucks last year.
You're right. He was not good. But I don't think. And thanks for the call, Justin. But I don't think that not having Joe Harris is a good thing right now. You could use him, but you're right. Listen, the Nets are. I'm sorry, they're soft. And it's not, I don't mean it as like a, I mean, I guess it is taken as a negative. I don't mean it like as an embarrassment. Like, but that's who they are. This is not a rugged, physical, tough team. This is a, we're going to outscore you. We're going to score in the big times and the big moments. And we're not going to be a rough, physical, big time defensive team. But we have so much scoring that we'll be fine. Except here's the problem. You haven't through two games. And when you've needed a big basket, you haven't gotten it. And when you've needed Kyrie to be great, well, game one, he was. Game two, he wasn't. And when you've needed Kevin Durant to be great, he hasn't been great yet. Now, does it change when you go home? Maybe it does. I'd be really surprised if they didn't win game three. But I would also be really surprised if they came back and won the series. I don't think that the Nets are as great as everyone seems to think. And I've been saying that for weeks, and I've been saying that this mindset of just flip the switch is not so easy. It doesn't happen. It's very difficult. And they were okay on the glass last night, but I don't know that that continues. And, Ben Simmons is going to come back. You know who else might come back? Robert Williams might come back, too. And then what do you do? Because you're having trouble with Horford right now on the glass. And you have no rim protection. None. Let's go to Al in Newark. Good morning, Al. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
How you doing, sir? I'm mad right now because you took over all my talking points. No rim protection. No rebounding, horrible defense, bad coaching. You said it all, man. I was laughing.
Like, well, Al, you and I, let me ask you this: Do you want to host the rest of the show with me? And a couple of reasons why I'll say that. A, my normal co-host is not here. B, I'm becoming beleaguered. I'm tired because I've taken on maybe more than I can chew and taken it from like 520 all the way. I'm going to go to 555. Then I got to get into the Mets and the Nets, obviously, and the Yankees and the NFL. Would you like to be my co-host for the rest of the show?
I'll give it to you whenever you
I
want it.
Not, if I would have called and got it earlier, yes, I could. I wish I could. But I'm pulling up into my job right now. I'm a truck driver out of Newark. And I'm about to hit the road. I can't talk and drive.
So, Al, let me see. I'm offering you a chance to do the rest of the show with me. You take the day off, and we sit back, and we chop it up with sports. And who knows? Maybe you're the next Stephen A. Smith. And that's not something you're willing to roll the dice at.
I'm the next Al Fuquan. I would never be the next Stephen A. Smith. He is his own character.
It feels like a pretty good opportunity, though, Al.
I can't do it, man. I'm at work already.
All right.
I would love to sit back.
No, I'm not looking for excuses. I'm extending the olive branch for you to host the show with me, and you're telling me no.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I can't.
How did I know that if I would have asked you half an hour ago? So if I would have asked you half an hour ago, you would have said, Dave, I'd love to do the show with you.
Yes, I would have. Yes.
All right. Well, how about... If Rick doesn't show up for work tomorrow, would you co-host with me tomorrow morning?
Yes, sir. Because I ain't working tomorrow. Yes, I would. I would
all right. So let me see if I have this. Rick doesn't show up. Now, give me some takes. Give me like more, because every take you had, I already used. So I need something fresh and new. Give me a take. Give me something that you would have for tomorrow morning that would make it worthwhile to have you co-host the show with me if Rick doesn't show up. What do you got?
Pertaining to who? Pertaining what? To the Nets?
Whatever. Just give me a good hot take.
Yesterday you was talking about the Mets. Yesterday, a guy was on the air was saying like how the Mets always start out good in the beginning of the season and end up bad. I was actually feeling the same way. I do this. I'm a Mets fan, too. I'm a Mets and a Nets fan. And I've been feeling the same way, too. We start off hot in the beginning, and then all of a sudden we just fall off.
No, it's a different team this year, Al. Al, I got to tell you, it was so promising. I was so excited. I don't know if everyone else felt this way, but I saw Dave and Al as a future big-time show at ESPN. No, I'm not sure I feel like that.
He's a bad man.
Not feel sure I feel like that anymore, which is a shame because I had like 90 seconds of this is it. I saw my future in the hands of Al. And I don't feel like that at the moment. Dave in Jersey City. Dave, let me ask you. Would you host the rest of the show with me if I feel like you have tremendous salient points right now?
I would. Here go the point of the day. Boston is throwing the ran around like olive oil needing some of Popeye's spinach.
Ooh.
Now, the Nets do not play defense. Why is LaMarcus Aldridge and Cam Thomas not in the game, and both of them are natural scorers? Edwards in game one missed five shots. He's the second round pick.
Oh, my goodness, Dave. You know what's happening to me right now? I know who you are. I know. You're the guy that went after Canty saying he's not Lawrence Taylor, aren't you?
That's right. I would go after anybody. You know that.
Oh, Dave, you are.
Somebody know Chris Canty. Anybody know you? Let me go at D. Let me go at D. D, keep that silly nonsense 95 self. New York ain't going to crumble for nobody. Knicks or the Nets ain't crumbling.
Oh, my goodness. But Dave, and I don't – listen, Mr. Dave, I don't want to get on your bad side. I see what can happen. I'm terrified of it, okay? But you say nobody will do whatever to the Nets. The Nets are kind of crumbling on their own, aren't you?
No, we have to wait because we at home and the refs should not let – Durant be pushed around. Go back to the Jordan rules. Don't push Durant around either.
Okay.
Don't push Durant around like that and get away with it.
All right, Dave. Okay, are we good?
I love you guys. I appreciate your show every morning up at 5 o'clock waiting for your show.
Thank you. That's a nice man who is terrifying. The last thing you want to do is get on the bad side of that guy. Because he went after Canty. And Canty's like, what, 6'7", 300 pounds.
You remember who Dave roots for, though.
Well, the devil.
Do not disrespect Dak Prescott. Cowboy Nation, now.
Cowboy Nation. Oh, I sure remember. I remember. But still, I don't want the wrath of that guy. He seems like he's kind of off the rails and could come after anybody at any moment. WWE SmackDown returns to the Nassau Coliseum Friday, May 6th, for the first time in 9 years. Be listening later in today's show for your chance to score a pair of tickets. Brought to you by WWE. Tickets start at just $20, and they're available right now at Ticketmaster.com. RJ, here's what I'd like from you, because I might not break now, unless you apologize.
Well, we do need to break. It is time.
Then?
I'm sorry for whatever I did that offended you. I thought we were just being honest.
No. Sometimes there's honesty. Sometimes there's crossing the line. You cross the line, and because of it, you didn't get a commercial break. And I don't know at what time I might revisit that of just going rogue, but I accept your apology.
I look forward to after the show the emails and the conference calls that will surely follow.
Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah. Listen, I guess I learned a lesson. I thought we were kind of in the trust tree.
I might do it again tomorrow morning. Just here's the thing. Be nice. Let's all get along.
Yeah.
And let's remember, I'm all you've got. Because without me, you have Al. And I don't know how that would go.
Sorry.
I don't think great.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.